It's 100.9 Virgin Radio. This is Huda from Dan and Huda in the Morning. And on the line with me today, I have Lieutenant Saeed Mehrazi from the ROP. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today, Lieutenant.
Anytime.
So overall, what would you say the main role of the ROP is when it comes to combating COVID-19 in Oman?
Yes, we have heard as per this Supreme Committee yesterday that ROP are implementing alongside with the concerned authorities like the Ministry of Health. We had applied several checkpoints to maintain that the movement in every part of the governorates are limited. The checkpoints are aiming actually to also arrange and manage the entrance of the people in and outside for the residents and for the citizens. And we also had we have noticed that the citizens and residents also cooperating and following the guidelines of the Supreme Court by staying inside, because when people stay inside their house, they are cooperating with the ROP and the Ministry of Health to confront the COVID-19 spread.
Okay, now you mentioned that you guys had already implemented checkpoints to make sure that when people are entering and exiting governorates, they have a reason. They need to have some kind of a form, a letter, saying why they need to enter and exit governorates, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, that's correct. Well, actually, those checkpoints are implemented for reasons in order to minimize the movement inside and outside Muscat. So, there are three categories that we allow them to go. If there was an urgent case for people who need to medical care, and also we are allowed the logistic, and we allow also the food supplement trucks to pass by. And if there was employees who their presence are demanded in their work, he or she need to have an official letter that state he need to come as soon as possible to work. And even if we allow him to go, his movement and his time will be restricted. But overall, we advise all the citizens and employees to, if there is unnecessarily need for you or for her to come inside Muscat, you should stay at home and be safe with your family.
These checkpoints were actually implemented a while ago. I want to say over a week ago. And yesterday it was announced that the Muscat governorate would be closed off completely for the next, from tomorrow, 10 a.m., until April 22nd.
Yes.
Now, how is this different from the decision before that they had?
Well, the Supreme Committee has a wider decision as per the cases that were discovered in the past days. The decision came after reviewing, the statute of the pandemic. The further explanation for locking down Muscat is like the residents and the citizens who lives in Muscat stay as Muscat, and the also another residents and citizens who lives outside Muscat will also remain outside of Muscat. So the movements will be restricted for the people inside the government or Muscat, except for medical care. If somebody needs a medical care or somebody needs the food supplement or logistics supplement. And also to mention one thing that, as I mentioned in the first question, the people need to have a clearance letter if their work is if the presence of work is demanded. Otherwise, we advise everyone to never attempt to come to Muscat, because yesterday, as per the announcement from the official authorities, that Matrah, especially Matrah, is like the epic center of the spreading of the coronavirus. So we try as much as possible. We ask the citizens to never attempt to come if there is unnecessary need for that.
Okay. Are there any fines for anyone that violates this new order and tries to enter or exit Muscat?
To make this clear, there won't be anybody to come to the checkpoints and pass the checkpoints without a justification for a certain reason. There, we didn't actually discuss the fines, but the checkpoints would never allow anybody to go without logical reasons. The categories I just mentioned before, for the medical care, for urgent cases, for the food and logistics supplement, as well as the people who need to go to work necessarily.
Okay, yeah. So what you're saying is, although there may not be a fine, people will not be let through unless there is absolute justification.
Just one more important thing. The good news is that the majority of people aware of this, the bad consequence of this pandemic. So they follow the rules and stay at home, because they know that if they go and break the rules, they will be infected, you know, and that could cause a very dangerous situation to them.
Okay, now, is there any way for the ROP to ensure that people in Muscat are only leaving their homes for essentials like food or medicine or work? How can their movements be monitored?
Yes. Look, until now, most of the nutritional supermarkets and logistics shops are open. The people will be allowed only to go and buy what's necessary for them. But the good news is that ROP could monitor, because there are a lot of majority of checkpoints alongside the perimeter of Wilayat of Muscat, and they'll be only allowed to go and buy food supplement. There is no another shops rather than food supplements, because most of the shops are closed except the one that were recommended by the Supreme Committee only.
Okay, now before I wrap up the interview, was there any message that you wanted to convey to our listeners? Anything that you want to, you know, make sure they understand?
Yeah, there is a message. We advise the citizens and the residents. We, ROP, and incorporating with the Ministry of Health, are working hard, are putting our much effort to confront the COVID-19, and that wouldn't be complete without people's cooperation. They should follow the healthy and the good procedures that have been recommended by the Supreme Committee, staying at home, be with your family, and never attempt to go outside unless there is something urgent or something necessarily, like buying food and buying another essential basic supplements. Otherwise, stay in your home to save your family.
Okay, well, you heard it here from Lieutenant Saeed Mahrazi himself. Stay at home. Thank you so much once again for taking the time to speak to us. And on behalf of everyone here at Virgin Radio Amman, we want to thank you and the ROP for all your efforts to keep us safe. We salute you. Thanks again, Lieutenant.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Hoda, for hosting me this evening.